Okay.
Debbie, are we doing the meeting today?
I don't know what time it is. I'm not sure. You
should check that.
Okay, let's begin. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos, and let's continue. I was thinking that the answer that to the kasha we had on Thursday, we were bothered by a kasha that it's beferish that chalitza needs a basin. And Kedush Yaharis on the bottom said, why does it get in that basin? And Mikiyosa said, chalitza needs a basin because there's a gvias ksuba. So again, also there's a gvias ksuba. You remember that, Kasha? So I think the answer really is, Jacob really was hinting to it, and this is what I want to begin. Sure, let's get it down. I was talking about Rav Shetty Shlit, and I think that this is the answer. And Jacob, as I said, hinted to it. There's a beferish adin that chalitza needs a basin. So once you work with that premise, so you can be masber that the reason why chalitza needs a basin, maybe it's because it can be a ksuba. There is no marker anywhere that a get needs a basin. You follow me? So you can say that a get allows her to collect her ksuba, but that's not going to tell me that, oh, lamaisa, you need a basin, and therefore you can't do it belayla. You follow me? There's a beferish mishnah, and the Gemara makes a drasha that chalitza needs a basin. So once you have that din, you can explain, you can be masber, the reason why chalitza needs a basin is because it's a ksuba, right? But there's no marker anywhere that a get needs a basin. So you can't necessarily equate the two, like Chedush Yaharis on the bottom of the Torah says, oh, well, a get also allows her to collect ksuba, so we should require a basin, and a get should not be done the lie. You follow me? That's basically what we were hinting to, but I think that's what I was discussing with the chef this week on Thursday. I think that's the ultimate answer. So I want you guys to get that down. That I think we can answer that question of Chedush Yaharis very easily and say, don't compare the two, because you're comparing basically oranges and peaches because chalitza needs a basin. There's no marker anywhere that get needs a basin. Okay? So you're working with the premise already that chalitza needs a basin. Fine. It needs a basin because it allows her to collect her ksuba. But by get, there's no marker anywhere you need a basin. You follow me? Okay. That's the first nakuda. We got that clear. Uri, you got it? You got it down? You take notes in there, yeah? So you can get it down in there. That's the first nakuda. Okay. Let's go. Number two, Nakuda now. Let's take a look at the Rashi and the Mishnah. We want to see the Rashi and the Mishnah. Next Rashi we want to discuss in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that there's a principle called Netta Ravai and Maisa Shenga. Let's introduce what this is, okay? First of all, the first 3 years of a fruit tree are called Orla. You cannot eat them, the fruit, and you cannot derive any benefit. There's an Isra Achil, Isra Hana. What is Netta Ravai? The fourth year of the fruit tree, you take the fruit up Yushalayim, you eat in Yushalayim. Okay? Now what happens, Jeremy, if the fruit's too heavy to carry? So the halach is you redeem them on the coins, you take the coins up Yushalayim, and you can buy korban shlomim, an animal to offer to shlomim, you can buy beverages, you can buy a salami sandwich, a korban sandwich, whatever you want to do. Okay? You're following, preferably by a korbanis, but you can also add on. It says yayin basav yishechar, corned beef sandwich, pastrami sandwich, some beverages, right? Cola, only drinks, only cola, only soda, okay? So therefore you see beferish, that's the halach of Netta Ravai. What's Meister Shani? Okay, what's Meister Shani? Meister Shani is if you have crops, so you have to take off, you know, it has to grow a third. You have to pile all the things together after you cut them off, and then you shave off the top to pile. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, whether you have to shave off the top, and then you bring the food into your house. It's called Riyas Pnei Habayis. There are three stages. Shalish, you cut it off, you make a kriya pile. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, do you have to what? Shave off the top, make it real neat, the pile, and then you bring the food into your house called Riyas Pnei Habayis. Once you do that, what's that called? Tevel. If you eat tevel, you're chayav misa v'dei shamayim. So later on in our Masechta, pay dalet amud beis. So what do you do with tevel? Your mafresh trumas and maisers. I take off the truma. Where does truma go? To the kohen. Maiser rishon. Where does maiser rishon go?
Levi.
Every year is truma of the 6 year cycle. Every year is maiser rishon. Then you have maiser sheni. What years? 1, 2, 4, and 5. And what years are maiser ani for the poor? 3 and 6. You guys got to know that. Shemitah year like this year, there is no din trumas and maisers. Everything's after. Okay. Those are the ABCs in Zroim. You got to know that. You can only be mafresh, trumas, and maisers once something's called tevel. Gabby, you got it? If you have a question, ask me. You got that, Chlor? You got to have the ABCs on that. You want me to say it again?
Yeah, one more time.
One more time. Let's go. In order to be mafish truma meisus, you need tevel. What do you have tevel? How do you get tevel? You have crops in your field. They have to grow at least a third. Then you detach them, you harvest them. You pile them into a kree. Machlokas Rashi and Rambam, do you shave off the top of that pile to make it real neat? Machlokas, whether you have to do that or not. Rav Shekhar Shlito always says over Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Then you what? Then you bring the food into your house called Rias Pnei Abayis. It saw the door. And then your chayv, that's called tevel. Once something's called tevel, then there's a chiv chum some mashes on tevel. If you eat tevel, Eli, without mimafish chum some mashes, chayv misim b'dishon, terrible issue. Your mafish chum some mashes, truma goes to the coin, you have 100 stalks of wheat, let's say. Your mafish truma. What's the shear of truma? One little truma is good enough, midiraisa. Midirabanan, if you're a good guy, 140th. If you're a stingy guy, 160th. If you're a middle of the road guy, 150th. So after you do truma, then you do Maisha Risha, goes to Levi, Maisha Shani, next 1, 2, 4, 5, Maisha Ani, 3, and 6. Shemitah years all hefter. Okay? ABCs of Zroin. You get 100 on the Mechina. You got it? Ben, clear? Daniel, you got me? You getting this down on your computer? The notes? Okay. All right, very good. What'd you say?
Which years?
Maisha Shani is 1, 2, 4, and 5. Maisha Ani is 3 and 6. Shemitah year, everything's hefker. There's no din trumas and maisers. What is left? Correct, Yonah. It's always what is left. You just decrease what is left. That is correct. Okay, you got it? So we have Netta, Ravai, and Maisha Sheni are similar in the sense that what? That they have to be taken up to Yerushalayim and be eaten there. Yes? But if they're too heavy to schlep, what do? You redeem them onto coins. Take the coins up to Yerushalayim, and then buy the in Yerushalayim you buy the shlomim. But the once you do the redemption, the fruit loses kedusha. You can eat them straight up. You got it? That's what the pinyon accomplishes.
And
net to revai, Gabi. Both net to revai and pinyon and net to revai and Moshe Sheni have the ability to be potent if it's too heavy to schlep. The two dinim that they share in common, Pinchas, is that they're both eaten in Yerushalayim. And number two, if they're too heavy to schlep, what do? You redeem them on the coins, take the coins of Yerushalayim and buy the shlomim and the beverages and the salami sandwich, okay? And the kedusha is lost from the food once you're potent onto the coins. They become chulin. What is chulin? The rest of the food, your mafresh, everything, shumas and maishas, the rest of the food that's left, you and I can eat it. Chulin is regular food. I can eat your heart's desire with a rock, okay? So we got this chlor? All right. Yes, Johnny.
During Orla and Revai, is there Matzer Shane? Is there Meiser and Truma?
There's no din of Meiser when it's Mechubar, when it's on the ground, in the tree.
Right, Orla, it's still attached. Right.
Orla is the 3 years when it's grown. Usually in this day and age, it's rare to have Orla problems because it takes at least 5 years for a tree to bear fruit. So you're ready after the 5 years mutter, right? Their cherry trees are the issue. Cherry trees grow pretty quickly. So then you got to be careful about Orla, okay? Let's just get a complete picture. Does Orla apply in Chutz La'aretz or not?
Yeah.
Yes. Halach L'moshe M'Sinai. In Orla and Eretz is a pasuk in Chumash. Orla and Chutz La'aretz is a Gemara Brachos and Kedushin is Halach L'moshe M'Sinai Midiraisa. Orla we observe in Chutz La'aretz. What about Netta Ravai? Machloikis Ramam and Goyim, Ben. Please get it down.
How would you do that?
Machloikis Ramam, you just can't eat it for the fourth year because you can't bring it to Shalayim. Just leave it alone. Right. So Machloikis, get it down. Rambam, Machloikis, here are you. Let me give them our Machloikis. Machloikis Rambam and Goyim, does Netta Ravai apply Chutz La'aretz? Please get it down. Okay? Machloikis Ramam and Goyim. Who holds what? I think the Rambam, if I remember correctly, says it does not apply. And the Gonim says it does. Okay? I think so. We'll look it up tomorrow and save it. Alright? You got this? Okay. So that's what Netta Ravai and Maisha Sheni are very, very similar categories. Because they have this requirement to bring the food you shall I eat there, and you have the ability to be potent with the coins. And the truth is, geographically, as Rav Parnas Shlita would say, the great Gaon, geographically, many of the dinim, actually almost all the dinim of Neter Avai, are found in what Masechet and Shas? Masechet Maaser Sheni. Perek Dalet refers to Pidyon Maaser Sheni. Perek Hey refers to Pidyon Neter Avai. But the halacha of Pidyon Neter Avai is placed in Masechet Maaser Sheni. That's an important note that you should note in your notes. Okay? Geographically, Neter Avai. The din of Pidyon Neter Avai is found in Masechet Maaser Sheni. Okay? So you see there's a common thread. You got it, Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
What if the fruits aren't too heavy, but the guy just wants to eat them? Does it have to be that he can't carry it all the way to Yerushalayim?
Yeah, ideally, there's a mitzvah to eat them in Yerushalayim. Pidyon is a vidyavid. Okay? Pidyon is a vidyavid. It's a good kashrut. The mitzvah is ideally eat them in Yerushalayim. Schlep them there. If it's too hard, the Torah gives you this break. Yes, Gabi?
If you don't bring the cards to Yerushalayim, is that considered like eating tevel?
If you don't what?
Bring the coins to Yerushalayim. Is that considered like eating tevel?
Well, you've redeemed them, so the fruit lost its kedusha, so it's chulin. You're mevatel a mitzvah. The coins have kedusha, so you should bring them to Yerushalayim. You're mevatel a mitzvah. You should take the coins up to Yerushalayim and buy the proper things. Correct.
What if you don't?
Okay, you didn't eat anything. The fruit you ate, you already repoed it. You did it, you're mevatel a mitzvah sesa. It's like you didn't shake a lulu. It's a bad thing. Okay? Yes, Yona, go ahead. No, no, there is kedusha on the chefs of the fruit that is transferred to the coins. Okay? Yes, those coins become kadosh. Okay? All right, we got this, guys? Okay. With this introduction in mind, what does the Mishnah say? Let's have someone read the line of the Mishnah. Third wine line. Go ahead, Yon. Did you read yet?
Yeah.
You did read already?
Yeah.
What, last week you read? So let's get someone who hasn't read yet, okay? Who hasn't read yet and wants to read? Or who hasn't read yet? Yaakov, did you read yet? Let's go, read the third line there. Neter Avai, go ahead. Third line in the Mishnah. Third wide line, go ahead. Let's go.
Neter Avai, Maaser Sheni, She'ein Tevel Yiduin, Hishlosha.
Excellent, one line there. That wasn't too laborious, right? No? Okay, what does it say? Neter Avai and Maaser Sheni, She'ein Adam of Yiduin B'Shlosha. There it is. Neter Avai and Maaser Sheni, where the money is not known. What on earth does that mean? What that means is the guy has too much fruit. He doesn't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, so you need a panel of three guys to evaluate how much this is worth. Otherwise, the guy will, you spend a penny. So it can save money. It's a joke. You have to have other guys look at this seriously and evaluate how much the money's worth. And therefore, you need a panel of three guys. Now, it is interesting, okay? So, did you notice that it says Ein Damav, right? What does Ein Damav mean?
Singular.
What'd you say?
Singular.
Excellent, guys. Singular. So, look at Rashi. Go ahead, Yaakov. Let's see Rashi. What do you say? Dibramasko Neter Avai, go ahead.
Neter Avai, Imba Lechalolo Al Hamaos.
What's Lechalolo? You want to exchange it onto money, the Kedusha? Go ahead, Vechain.
Vechain Maaser Sheni.
Excellent, go ahead.
She'in Demehen, Yaduin.
Whoa, I almost missed that. Ein Demehen. Rashi had a different gears in the Mishnah. Demehen means their money, meaning he's referring to both categories. Kigon.
Kigon Perim.
Yeah, read the Dibramasko again. Go ahead.
She'ein demehen yadun. Kigon peros beharkivo she'ein lehem shar b'shuk.
Excellent. The peros have spoiled and there's no value in the shuk. So you need experts to evaluate how much it is, correct? So I want you guys to get down right away. According to Rashi, halacha l'maisa, and the chedushi abach, I left my kovetz beforshim in the office, but the chedushi abach, the bach has chedushim too as well. The Bach is medayek from this Rashi that both Neter Avai and Maaser Sheni requires a panel, requires a Beis Din when Ein Damav Yiduin. Okay? You require a panel. Halacha l'maaseh. Both. Rashi says both. And the Maharam Shif says, whoa. There's a few times I've already said that. Whoa, right? The Maharam Shif says, what's going on here with this Rashi? Because I gave you the Gemara in Yudal and Mibbeis. What does the Gemara say in Yudal and Mibbeis? Let's take a look. The Gemara says very clearly on Yudal and Mibbeis, Allah Lamaisa, that net to Ravai, Rashi is very difficult because Gemara says net to Ravai always needs a Shuma. See, according to Rashi, what does Rashi present here, guys? Let's get it clear. That what? That both categories, halacha lemaisa, only need a panel of three when the money is not known. Yes? Is that clear to everyone? When the value is not known. You need a panel of three by both. What does that imply from Rashi?
When you know
the price. Let's be lamdani. That if you know the price, if it's slam dunk, everyone knows what the price is. It's clear. Everyone knows what the price is. You don't need a panel of three. Right? You don't need a panel of three. In fact, Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, did you see the Mishnah this morning? Echad, doesn't the Mishnah say Echad?
Yeah.
Right, we'll look it up now. But it's Mashu from Rashi that if the dumbest you're doing, you don't need a panel of three. Maybe one is enough, but you don't need a panel of three. That is wrong. Please get it down, says the Maharam Shif. The Gemara in Yudal and Beis says, Netter of I always needs a Shumba. Even if you're dumb of you're doing, Jeremy. Even if you know how much money it is. Why is that so? Why is that so that Netter of I always needs a panel of three, Yosef? Why is that so? So turn to Yudal and Beis, Yaakov. Let's turn to Yudal and Beis. What does the Taisa say there? Go ahead. Read that Taisus there. Net to Ravai. Umay Shusheni v'chulek Shane Dama v'duin v'chulek. Go ahead.
Lo kai net to Ravai.
Yeah, read the Dibra Maskel. Because the Chiddush. Go ahead.
Net to Ravai umay Shusheni in Dama v'duin. Lo kai net to Ravai.
It's not going on net to Ravai. Rashi's wrong. You got to read this Rashi with the Taisus in Dara Beis. Chen Muchuch. So what does Tosa say? Tosa says you got to scratch this. Net to Ravai, because the Mishnah says, ain't dumb of you, you do and you need a panel three, Jeremy. What's the implication? That if the dumb of you do and you don't need a panel three, that's wrong by net to Ravai. Net to Ravai, you always need a panel three. Let's get it down. Why do you always need a panel three, Yaakov? By net to Ravai? Because the guy's been chalashing. What does lahut mean? You know what chalashing means in Yiddish? You've been dying to eat this fruit from this tree for 3 years, but the Torah answered it. The fourth year, you want to eat it. So you're going to be so quick to eat it to grab the fruit. Let's run to Yushalayim. Or let's what? Put it at the coins. You're going to what? Oh, it's worth 30 bucks. You'll pay $5. You'll be so quick because you can be one of the three. The Gemara here says, by Maisha Shani, it seems, that even the Baal Abbas, Afilu Echad Mehem Baalim. You see the last line before it gets long? Afilu Echad Mehem Baalim. Even if one of them is the Baalim, one of the three can actually be the owner. So you're going to be chalashing so much to get that food poured out the court, you're not going to do it properly. You're going to be poured from what it's less than really what really you should require it to do, what you should require it to do it. You're not going to be doing it properly. You're not going to be medactic to do it properly. One sec, Yonah. And therefore, what do you see? Therefore, there's a panel needed all the time by Netter Avai. By Maisha Shani, you only need it when it's not known the price. When it's known, one guy suffices. Isn't that what the Mishnah said? One guy suffices. And that one guy suffices, I think, could be the Baal Abbas himself. Could be, maybe not. It did say Eid Echad. Well, I saw one of the Bartanu, maybe said Eid Echad. Maybe the Baal Abbas is only good if he's one of three. It's an interesting question, but it says Echad is enough. So therefore, you see Beferish Lamaisa, that's why Tosfos disagrees wholeheartedly with this Rashi. He cannot hold to this Rashi. Because Rashi gives off the impression that in a case where it is considered to be dumb of you doing by net to Ravai, you would not need a panel three. And that's simply not correct, says Taisus. However, one sec, Yonah. What did the Maharam Shif the second Nekuda de Maram Shif pointed out. He said he didn't understand Tysus. Why didn't he understand the Tysus? Because why does Tysus need to give a new reason? Why you always need a panel of three? What's Tosa's reason, Yaakov, why you always need a panel of three by Netter of I? Because why? Because the guy's kalashing to eat it, right? So even if it's known, he's not going to do a right job. The Mishnah already gives a reason. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, I gave you Pirkei, Mishnah Dalad, says that by Netter of I, when the fruit is on the tree while it's still mechubris, it's called Netter of I. And you have to harvest it, you have to hoe it, you have to dig it, you got to plow. There's a lot of expenditures to make sure the tree's taken care of properly. And that's why it's still called Netter of I. So the halacha gives you a break and says, you know what, even though the fruit might be $100, we know you spent $15 treating this tree properly. So therefore you only have to be put at $85. So you need a panel of three to evaluate how much that's worth. We don't trust you yourself. You need guys that are experts, or two other guys at least, to say, you know, it was 15. You know, because if you do it yourself, you might say, oh, it's 80. You know what I mean? It's $80 that you spend on a tree. So it'll get out of hand. So the Mishnah already gives you a reason why by Netter of I, we already calculate how much what? How much you had to treat the tree and subtract that from the worth of the payers. You follow what I'm saying? So why did Tysus have to come up with a whole new reason? Because you're chalashing to eat it. The Mishnah already tells you in Pirkei, Mishnah Dalet, that you're Mechashev the Yetzias. Whereas when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, the Mishnah, the Pirkei earlier, Pirkei Dalet, Mishnah Bey says that the Pidyon includes all the Yetzias. What do I mean to say by that? When does something become Maaseh Sheni? After it's harvested, after it was detached, and after you have all these fruit and vegetables, right? It doesn't become Maaseh Sheni until you've already detached everything. So you can't say, oh, I treated it and everything. It wasn't Maaseh Sheni when it was attached to the ground. You follow what I'm saying? So there's no theory, oh, I need to subtract expenditures because of the things I needed to treat it. It wasn't Maaseh Sheni yet. So that's the Hesber and the Din. You follow me? So the Maram Shif is just bothered by, why did Tysus have to create a whole new Svara that I'm chalishing for the fruit of this tree? Maaseh Sheni, I'm not chalishing. I have all the vegetables there. You know what I mean? All the vegetables are in front of me right now. This tree I've been stirring at for 3 years, I couldn't eat it. Maaseh Sheni, after I detach everything, I have a lot of different fruits. I'll have chulin right next to me. I'm not chalishing. It's a lot of fruit. I mean, there's a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's detached already, right? But why did Tysus have to come up with this Svara when the Mishnayos already say the distinction? I don't have an answer for it, guys. It's a Peladic Akasha. Okay? One sec, Gabi. Let's just finish the Mahalach. The Yad Ramah, which I gave you, in Dibramaskal Piska. The Yad Ramah, Dibramaskal Piska, quotes those that have Rashi sheet. He doesn't quote Rashi. It's Iskin the Forshi. The Haidei and Dumb of Yiduna Tarvayokoi. It's going on both Maaseh Sheni and Netarvay. Loshna Maaseh Sheni, Loshna Netarvay. The Lo Mistaber. He says he thinks it's wrong. The Yad Ramah quotes Iskin the Farshi, like Rashi. They had it going on both, and he thinks it's wrong. Number one, he says the Girsa. It says, ain't dumb of you doing, like we have in our Mishnah, say, ain't the man. And number two, he says that the Gemara says, on the Gemara there later on, only discusses the panel by Maaseh Sheni. Never discusses the panel by what? That the panel, the Gemara implies there that Maaseh Sheni, you need the panel when you don't know. Whereas when you do know, you don't need the panel. But that Tervai, you always need the panel. So the Gemara itself seems to imply against Rashi. Okay? Those are the two kashas that the Yad Ramah has on the sheet. V'suv ha'mas nice of the ma'is of the Gemara Irish, shein dumb you do, kabi ma'is of the chulkam Irish, shema me kid appreciates. Where the dumb of you're doing, by Maaseh Sheni, you don't need a panel, but by Netter of I, you always need a panel. Everyone got this clear? Okay?
Yeah.
It's a good example, guys. This is a good example. You work hard enough, you'll figure it out with the help of Hashem. But it's Yata Dishmai, and hopefully me, myself, the Torah Shabbat, it's Yata Dishmai, Hashem gives me. Not just time, it's too complicated, let's skip it. Right? It's a good feeling, now we got it. Everyone got it, Chlor? That's what Ein Damav implied. Ein Dmein implied that you only need the panel when you don't know. Mashma, that when you know, you don't need the panel. It's not true. Netter of I, you always need the panel. Even when it's known. Okay? Yes, first Gabi, then Yonah, and then Pinchas.
Okay, so
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I repeat the reason in the Mishnah why Netzer Avodah is 3 hours?
Yeah, because Gabi, when the tree has the fruit, it's called Netzer Avodah, even while it's Mechubar. It's called Netzer Avodah. So I need to treat the tree. You know, I water it, I dig around it, you know, I care for it, I hoe it, I dig it, you know. I'm very careful about it. That was a big deal to me. It took time, it took money. So when we have to evaluate the fruit's worth $100 and we want to be coated onto coins, the panel takes an impression, you know, you have beautiful fruit. We see how much you treated it. We're going to give you a break. So you know what? Well, mine's $15. Just be coated for $85. Even though on the shuk it's worth $100. Whereas Gabi, Meister Shaney doesn't exist when it's mechubar. You follow me? It's only after you did the extra thing, piled it together, you know what I mean, brought it into your house, then you do the hafrasha. So you can't say, oh, I treated it when it was Meister Shaney. It wasn't Meister Shaney till you created it in your house. Okay? Clear, Ari? That's the distinction. Yes, Yona, what do you say?
I want to make a suggestion for Tosfos.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
He's not actually changing. He's not giving up a new reason. His lashon of polishing, wanting to take part of the fruit, is just explaining the taste of what the farmer is experiencing. He's experiencing, you know, I really want to take advantage of this. He's not changing it, he's just explaining it.
Nurse, you want to suggest, maybe this is what you mean, Yonah. You're saying that when Tosa says you're chalashing because you work for it.
Right.
You work for it. So therefore, since you work for it, that's what you're going to say, Pinchas, too? I like this very much. I like both your pshatim. Very beautiful. Yeah. Let's get it down in your notes. Nurse, maybe we can answer the Maram Shiv's kasha on Tosas and say maybe that's exactly what Tosas means. That since you're chalashing and you work, it's because you work so much. Not some chalashing because you love the fruit. You do love the fruit, but you love it even more because you treated it, you worked at it, so you feel you should be given a break. And therefore, maybe that's what Tyson means. I like it very much, guys. Excellent. Beautiful shot.
Then responding to the question on Rashi, the Indian of Das means that there's a connection to the fruit, and that, or there's just a connection stump. In the biblical sense of das, what's going on with the farmer here is that he might be so invested in the fruit. He might be people would think that, oh, he knows the value of his fruit so obviously. And Rashi comes along and says, no, wait, he actually needs a basin even when we quote no.
Right, but the problem with that is, Yonah, is that Rashi is against the din. Rashi is giving off the impression that by Netzer Avodah, when it's yadua, you don't need a panel, and that's against the din. The din is you need a panel. That's what I'm saying. Rashi, again, get what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying you only need the panel by both when you don't know how much it's worth. Implying that when you know when it's worth, you don't need a panel. He might have to. That's wrong. The din is you need a panel. No matter what for Netzer Avodah. That's what we're saying.
No, because Rashi's Girsa changes only on Netzer Avodah. Meister Shaney Shekin and Dumbo Yodin. So if you were just reading the Mishnah without Rashi, you would say, oh, Meister Shaney. We don't know, but I'm saying
Ain Demayan's going on both categories. That's what I'm saying.
I think Rashi's creating, telling us that there is possibly a scenario where someone wouldn't know the value of Netzer Avodah. Oh, it's so obvious. The farmer works so hard, and of course he knows what the value is. And we're saying no. There's a possible scenario where we might not know Rashi's being mechadesh on Ain Yodim. He's not trying to.
But I'm asking you though. Just answer my question. Right. What's the implication of ain't dumb of you doing?
I would say Rashi's being a chadish.
No, what's the deal? Forget about the chiddush. What is the deal when you say ain't dumb of you doing? The implication is you're doing, you don't need. Just push it. No? That's what it's saying.
I understand it, but I would respond that he's a Rashi. Without Rashi in this Mishnah, you would say Netzer Avodah always shlosha, whether or not you know, which is obvious.
It says in the Mishnah, ain't dumb if you're doing. It says beferish, ain't dumb if you're doing. It says in the third line, the Mishnah. Says ain't dumb if you're doing. You follow me?
I follow. I'll work on.
Okay, so you think about it more. We'll talk about it tomorrow at Seder. But you think about it more. I'm saying you understand what I'm saying. The deal.
I understand.
That's the blatant deal. It's very that I don't have an answer for. I don't see anyone give an answer for it. Right. It's against the din. The din is you're doing. You still need it. And what does the Mishnah say? Let's just get that. What did the Mishnah, remember I said I wanted to read the Mishnah inside. What does the Mishnah Taka say? Zeraim is in right after Brachos, all the Masechtas. You know, the Yerushalmis have Gemaras. The Bavli doesn't have Gemaras. Only Masechta and Zeraim that has Gemara Bavli is what? Brachos. All the other ones don't have. So what does the Mishnah say there? We have it right here. In it was Maisha Shani. In Maisha Shani, who is Perikdal Mishnah Beis, what does it say? It says, ain't dumb if you're doing Yiftal Pishloshim. Ain't dumb if you're doing Yiftal Pishloshim. Dumb if you're doing Yiftal P'Eid Echad. Mishnah says Eid Echad. I'm glad we looked it up. So the guy can't do it himself. Eid Echad's Masha, he can't do it himself. But the Gemara did say, and Yadal and Beis, that if he's one of the three, he's fine, the Baal Bas. So that it's a beautiful answer. So it wasn't just the Bartanura, it was the Mishnah. So I'm glad we looked it up. And what does the Mishnah say in Perikei? Again, what is Perikdal referring to Yonah? Hilchos Maisha Shani. What is Perikei talking about, Mishnah? Hilchos Pinin Netta? Netta Ravai. Let's just check that. Perikei, what Mishnah was it? In Perikei?
Dalet.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Dalet. It says, that's it, done. Yoni, found Alpishlosha, no matter what. You're saying good, you're trying, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you can't deny that deal.
Right.
Yes, Johnny, go ahead. What do you say?
The Yad Rabba asks that for Ravai, you always need three guys to evaluate because of it's hektish.
No.
No, it makes a hekish to a hekish.
No, that's just a hekish to Hilchos Hekish when you're Poda Hekish. That's all. That's all. There's a hekish, so you need a panel of three from that to provide a hekish when you're Poda Hekish. It's just, there's a hekish. That's all.
He says it all. Doesn't he say explicitly that?
No, it's just because there's a hekish.
Yodea and Yodea, you always need three because he considers it's like hekish.
No. It's just because there's a hektish. You show me which line you're bothered by. Okay, because we gotta go Viking. We got the first Mahal. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Daniel?
Is it clear across the board that everyone holds that the Baal can be part of
the Mishnah? The Gemara says it's the Feirish, and you're dialing in the base.
Is it clear that the Mishnah and Maisa Shani hold that too, or is it just
the Gemara? Yeah. Everyone holds that. Everyone holds that. Just when you're using one guy, it's got to be an Eidech and not you.
It's not crazy to say that the guy can be on the panel determining how much work he put into the...
Yeah, because it's offset with the other two fellows. The other two fellows will make sure he's not going to... And that's why Tysus makes a lot of sense. Because Tysus says, the guy's loaded, so he won't do a good job, Lamaisa. That makes sense, Lamaisa. The other two guys, you know, he might mess up the other two guys. Because as we load, Lamaisa, we need to have what? We need to have three guys. So maybe he's one of the three guys. But Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, even if it's dumb of you doing, the other two guys are going to offset him. Right. And they'll keep him straight.
Also, why can't the Mehen be referring to the plural of the fruits?
Daniel's suggesting that maybe Ain Demand is not referring to the monies of the two categories. It means the monies of the fruits, you mean. But it's only talking about...
Rashi says Piros.
Right. I mean, it's only talking about Maisha Shani, you mean. Okay. You hear what he's saying? Daniel's suggesting something nicely. You hear him? Pinchas and John, you hear what Daniel's suggesting? He wants to save Rashi. That we misunderstood Rashi. What does he say by Netar Avai? He says, ain't the mother you're doing, can go on. What does the man mean? Maybe the man's only referring to Maisha Shani. And I'll bring you a riot, Daniel. What's the first topic in the Mishnah? Netter vine and Maisha Shani. She ain't dumb if you're doing it. Maybe ain't dumb is only going on Maisha Shani. You know what I mean? It's right next to it. You know what I mean? So it fits. So Daniel's saying ain't the man wasn't referring to the monies of Maisha Shani and Netter vine. It was only referring to fruits and monies of the Maisha Shani. You hear what I'm saying? So Rashi, don't tell me Rashi was giving off the impression that what? That you always need a basin. Does everyone cop what Daniel wanted to say? Maybe Rashi wasn't referring to both categories. Maybe Rashi was only referring to Maisha Shani. That's a good suggestion. Very good. And I'm strengthening your point, Daniel, because in the order of the mission, Netar Vai, Maisha Shani, dumb if you do it. And I mean, maybe it was only going on Maisha Shani. Wasn't going on Netar Vai. Netar Vai talk always needs a panel. The only distinction is by Maisha. Good. Everyone's saying good. Very good. You follow what he's saying, Yonah? Very good. Now, what were you saying, Johnny and Pinchas? That what?
It seems like it's saying that Even though you know, like Tosfos.
What? Show me the line you're bothered. So read the line you're bothered by.
Okay.
Okay, let's go, because we got to get Viter.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So v'im ba l'chal almo sarich shlosha. You need this time revive.
Yes.
Need
you wanna redeem a needs of base, then go ahead.
Afal pisha dam yodim. Even if you know the value, right?
This is talking about net the revive,
right?
Right. Okay.
My taima kaddish ksibbe.
Right.
But it's hektish. I mean, it's,
no.
You compare it to
hektish. No,
it's a,
kodesh
ksibbe.
Just like Kodesh is written by Hektish, you have to redeem with a panel three. So too by Meister Shane.
Right. That's also Dafka. That's why you need a panel three when you know the value. Even if you know the value.
Right, because it's
so
a mocker. It's a mocker.
So the third reason I'm saying you have Tosfos. You have, that's what I'm. Yeah.
There's Johnny. Let me show me the exact line here. Yeah. There's Johnny wants to say the reason why Netaravai always needs. Go ahead. Where's the line?
Yeah, it's a hektish.
Maisha Shane Dummy Vidun?
No.
Netaravai?
Yeah.
Netaravai at Siva Shunravis, he had coal pre Kaidish, he lulin. Vimbalachal almost, Serge Losh, Valbisha Dummy Vidun. Come on, Kodish, Siva, Hektish, Losh. Vadi the Dummy, Maisha Shane, Shinachalabai, Mishan, Tunnel, and Hadi. Oh, so he's saying good. Johnny, everyone's on the ball. Proud of you guys, okay? Umana machazik the chaverim guys tomorrow in a positive way that they should come on Sundays. No, positive. You know, my chaver, where were you yesterday? You know, in a good way. You know what I mean? Not to alienate, but we want umana chazik. Okay, the guys aren't here. Okay, try to machazik them. I'm proud of you guys. You're here. So Johnny, let's get down in our notes. I missed this line. Johnny's pointing out there's a third reason why you always need a panel of three by Netaravai. Why? Because it's called Kodesh. And by Hektish, it always requires three, no matter what. Hektish is Bishlosha. You know, you're Makdish, a piece of wood, and then you want to be poted the wood, you need three. And it doesn't get involved whether it's known or not. You follow me? So you're saying the fact that it holds Kodesh. Okay, good. So that's a third reason why you need it. What'd you say? Maisha Shani is not considered to be Kodesh Hilulim Hashem in the sense, there's a machloikis between Reb Yehuda and Meir's and Mamun Bailim or not, Daniel. It's a good kasha. Can you makadosh a woman with Maisha Shani? So it's a machloikis whether it's Mamun Bailim or Mamun Gavo, it's a Mishnah Kedushin, and Daf Nun Gimel. But the Hefs itself, Poshib Shad.
Also, Daf in the Pasuk of Revai has the word Kodesh.
Right, it says Beferish Kodesh, it has it in Kodesh. So we don't have that term Kodesh by Maisha Shani, even though it has to be written in Yushalayim.
So it's a hekesh between Hektish.
It's a hekesh between Hektish and just like Hektish requires three, Maisha Shani, and that revised called Kodesh requires three too as well. Very good, John.
So why do all the folks say different answers? Like it's...
Because this is his own Kiddush. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara never said anywhere, because there's a hekesh like Pinchas said, you need three, this always needs three. The Gemara didn't say that.
Wait, where is this from?
This is in the Yad Ramah Uri. The Yad Ramah gives a new reason. He says, Netaravai says, Shonarvisiya Kopri Kodesh Yilulin, Imbalachal Amosar Shoshan, Abi Shadamah Vidun. Why? Even though the money's only in the panel. Come on, Kodesh Ksiba. The Hektish Bishlosha. Okay, good. We got it, clear. Ari, got it. Very good. Excellent, guys. Yes, Ben, what do you say?
Could you save Rashi by saying that for Netaravai, never you do it because you have to calculate the expenses? I think
Joseph
Yom said that.
That's
never you doing.
It's never you doing because you need. I mean, it doesn't lend itself to say you know. In other words, Ben wants to give an honor. He said that Joseph Yom said that.
I think so.
To answer Rashi, you hear what Ben's saying? Ben's suggesting good also. No.
Makes sense.
Maybe Netaravai is never known. Maybe that's what you were driving at, Yom. It's never known because there's always expenditures to use to treat the tree.
So why do I use the name in here? Why do you use the plural?
So you have to go back to maybe Daniel, who's only speaking about Maisha Shani, maybe. Okay? So there's, you could say Daniel's shot that Rashi never was referring to Netaravai. That's number one. Number two, you could say like Ben saying that if it's referring to both. So Ben wants to say you cannot make the deal by net by you cannot make the deal by net to revive because it's always in the adula. But then you got Gabi's point, you know.
You would read it like.
I know you can't splice it though, Ben. You know Gabi's point's well taken. Ain't to me if you're doing so. You make the deal by Mike Sushani, but not my net to provide? That's crazy, no? Gabi's point is a great point. No, the Tosis Yontif said that for Feirish.
What's Gabi's point?
I'm not sure.
Gabi's point is saying that it's never yet do a baby by net to provide. Because you always have expenditures.
Okay.
You always have expenses. Are you sure the Tosis Yontif said that?
I don't think he said it.
I'll tell you, because I could give you a case. A guy's a lazy guy. He never treated it once. 3 years, no?
That would degrade the value.
You have to invest in it.
What'd you say?
Every time, nobody would know, because you need every net to provide, you have to find out. But it's never going to do it. Like, you can't just look at the fruit and say, this costs $30, because you don't know how much. Because
you got to find out if the guy did it, the likes, okay? So he's saying by definition, net to revive is always, by definition, any ado. Get that down well as well, guys, in the notes. The only point is, please get this down as well. Gabi's point is, ain't dumb if you're doing, if you don't say like Daniel's referring to both, the deal is that it is yet do it by net to revive. So that's a little bit, doesn't work so well. So maybe you have to combine Ben and Daniel's point. That Ain Demayan was only referring to Maisha Shani and not net to revive. All right, why is net to revive? Number one, Daniel said it's not going on that. That's the way you read it, to answer Gabi's point. And number two, Ben's point, I'll be sorry, you said it was a Tosis Yontif. We're in the Mishnah of Maisha Shani or here?
Yeah,
was it in Sanhedrin or Maisha Shani?
Maisha
Shani. So if that, we'll have to look it up tomorrow morning in Seder. But if that's the case, then I'll be sorry it doesn't lend itself. Well said. Okay, good. Everyone's saying, could you follow me, Gabi? So we could save Rashi as well? Yes, Daniel, what do you say?
The Mishnah says by Nefer Eloi that I feel a bit dumb of you doing, though. Which means that there are cases where dumb that I
do. What was the Lashon of the Mishnah?
And Tosafot says it also.
In Perek Dalet. Yeah, but what they're arguing, Daniel, that Rashi would say that that's wrong. Rashi would say that Tosafot is wrong. Now, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said the Feirish. What does the Mishnah say? Where is the Mishnah? Perek what? Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, yes? No, in Net Tervai, it's Hey Dalet, no? What does it say in Hey Dalet? It says, it doesn't get into that, Daniel. It doesn't get into that, you know? It just says you need three. Maybe you could say when the Mishnah says you need three is only when it's any adua. You know what I'm saying? There's maybe you could read the Mishnah like Ben is saying and is saying that always it's any adua. It's always any adua. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it, I'm thinking about it even more. Perek Dalet, which discussed Maisha Shani, said the Feirish dumb if you do any dumb if you do it. It doesn't say it in the next Perek, which might imply what you're saying, Ben. Is that exactly what the Tosis Yontif picked up on?
I think.
Do you understand what I'm just saying? No, does anyone understand what I just said? In Perek Dalet, the Mishnah itself distinguishes the dumb if you're doing and dumb if you're doing. That's in what context? Maisha Shani. Perek Hay, when it talks never avai, it doesn't even get into it. So maybe that would imply that what? That it's always what? Unknowable, any you're doing. Maybe. Maybe that's what you could say.
Or maybe it always needs three.
What'd you say?
Maybe it's implying that it always needs a panel.
Yeah, but it is a read, but the reason is because it's always unknown. That's why.
Also,
I'm saying that's why it's always unknown. Because what does the Mishnah say in Mishnah Beis? Perek Dal Mishnah Beis goes out of its way to say Beferish. Dumb if you're doing, ain't dumb if you're doing. Etchain and dumb if you're doing, ain't dumb if you're doing. Didn't say that in Perek A.
You could also take the deal.
Was that his deal? Maybe that was his deal.
He said something about Stam, Revai.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. So that's why I'm saying the Mishnah didn't get into that distinction. You follow me? Because
yeah.
It's always any adua. So that would be a good save for Rashi. You follow me, Uri? You never. There's always expenditures by the tree. So therefore, it's always any adua. So Mimela, that's why what? That's why you always need a panel. And don't tell me it gives off the diuk that yadua, you don't need a panel. There is no yadua. Maybe. Very good, guys. Very good. What do you say, Pinchas?
In support of what Ben is saying, you could take the diuk of the Adarma and learn it backwards.
That what?
Because he says that the Gemara only talks about Ein Yadua when it comes to Maaser Sheni. So, which means that it's Yadua for not to review, right? That's what you could say.
Which means that he wanted to say Yadua always needs it by Netar Avai.
Yeah.
You want to say Fakir, that what?
I want to say that the fact that the
fact that the Gemara presents there's a distinction between the two, the distinction is only by Maisha Shani, but not by Netar Avai.
No, because it could, that Netar Avai is always Eino Yadua.
Right, that's what
instead,
I'm saying.
Yeah, instead
the
of,
same deal that I'm making in
yeah,
the Mishnah.
Instead of what the Yad Ramah is saying.
The Gemara gets into the details because there is a distinction by Maisha Shani.
Yeah.
By Netar Avai, there is no distinction.
Yeah, because it's always Eino Yadua.
Good. You're saying the same deal that I'm making in the Mishnah. Very good. Excellent. Could be. Excellent. So what will come out is a fundamental machlokes. So let's write it down succinctly in our notes. For my nafkamina, what is the din by Netar Avai when the Dhamma is doing? So according to Taisvis and according to Lamaisa, when the Dhamma is doing, you need a basin. Taisvis, the Yad Ramah, says you need a panel 3. Rashi's response to that is that, you know what? By its very nature, Netar Avai is always any Yadua. That's why you need 3. There is no category of Yadua by Netar Avai. So don't ask on me so much. Okay? Don't ask on me so much. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? See, that's the difficulty, l'maisa, because Rashi gives off this impression when it's Yadua, you don't need a panel 3. One would suffice. Our response would be that there's no such category. What'd you say?
Then you say never Yadua.
Right. Yadua. Don't make that deal because there's no such category. It's always any Yadua. Correct. Very good. Okay. You got that? Okay, excellent, guys. Very good. Okay, that's the first mahala. Let's go. Number 2. Let's look into Mar Makaimis. What was the next category? Kabbalah Sages. Okay. Here I gave you the Ramban Alatayr. What does the Mishnah say? Yaakov, again, 1B2 laborious, 5th wide line, just that phrase. Dinin Afashos, first we went 333, Makis was a Machloikis, 323, to Nechamim and Rabbi Shmuel, and then you have the 5th wide line. Go ahead, Dinin Afashos, the end of the line. In the Mishnah, the 5th wide line at Bezim et Aleph. Dinin Afashos.
Dinin Afashos, the Esther Mushlosha.
Go ahead.
Haruva nearba be'aser b'shalosha.
The person that commits that terrible sodomy, and the person that was on the receiving end, 23, they did a major shenemar.
Shenemar ba'ragda yisha be'asa behema.
Be'asa what?
Be'asa behema.
Be'asa behema tarogu. I'm sorry, v'oimer. Be'asa behema.
Be'omer be'asa behema tarogu.
Torah says you killed the behema too. Go ahead.
Sure,
they kill someone based on the 23 judges it. Shenemar.
Shenemar, Hashur
Yisakel.
The Gamba loved
you
must.
You kill the owner of the shore? Says the Gemara Hashur Shalom. Go ahead.
Misas Balan, Kach Misas Hashur.
Oh, very good. So, first of all, Kabbalah Zaydis. Let's get it. So, the Rabban Alatayr I gave you, Perik Yid Zayin, Pazik Vav. Quotes Rav Sajigon. I remember Rhodes, so actually the quote of this. So you guys got to know this. Rav Sajigon claims, why does the Torah say Alpishnaim and Oshlosha Edim? Why do you have to say 3 Edim? 2 Edim is enough all the time. Why did the Torah have to say that? So he says like this, amazing drasha. He says the 3 is referring to Bezdin's Makabal Edis from 2, meaning by Dini Malbunus and Dini Nefashos. There's a process, a stage of a Din Torah, which is called Kabbalah's Edis. That Kabbalah's Edis requires 3. I don't care if it's Din Emamunis that only needs 3 in the Gemar Din. I don't care if it's Din Nefashos that needs 23 in the Gemar Din. The Kabbalah's Edis that Reuven killed Shimon, the 2 Edim come in, needs only 3. And he got it from Apishnaim or Shlosha. Shlosha tells me 3.
So they're saying even by
cases... Even by cases of Din and Nefashos, or Sadi Gon says, all you need is 3 for Kabbalah's Avis. For the Kabbalah, then you'll need 23. This is the Ramban. I hope you saw it inside quarter of Sadi Gon. Everyone get a chance to see it inside? Yeah, good. The Ramban says, I disagree with you, I'm sorry. But I want you to know the Makor of Sadi Gon. He says, I'll Pishnaim, I'll Pishlosha. Says the Ramban, I'm sorry, I think you're wrong. That a capital punishment case, the Gemar Din is 23, the Kabbalah Sadis is what? The Kabbalah Sevis is 23. You got to match it. If the Kabbalah, if the Gemara Din is 23, the Kabbalah Sevis is 23. And the truth is, the Pnei Yehoshua and Makis on Ham and Beis agrees with Rav Sadia Gaon. So it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, it comes out that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Samach Dalet, I gave you the Os, Os Yud Tes, Asta Kasha. Amazing Kasha. You know the Minchas Chinuch was Rav Baba, the great Goyim, the end of the 1800s, 1900s. He was so poor, you know, he didn't have enough money for paper. That's how he used to write everything in Rosh Yitavis. You used to have to break your head a few hours to figure out the Rosh Yitavis. About 25 years ago, they came out with the new editions, you know, the new editions we have in the Beis Medrash, the tall ones, and they explain all the abbreviations. It's like a machayim. It's amazing. But the old Minchas Chinuch, you have to break your heads. I don't know, what was this Rosh Yitavis? I remember when I was a nerd, so after high school, they didn't have those new Minchas Chinuch. We break our head in the abbreviations. The Rav Zatzal was very fond of the Minchas Chinuch. You know, when did the Rav come over from Europe? 1933. He went to Boston. He had his own koil. He had his own koil in Boston. And his father was still living. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died in 41, and the Rav came and was Mamala Makoyme. But for those 8 years, he would come once in a while to YU and give chaburas. You know, chaburas are short shiurim. And you know what they were in? Minchas Chinuch. The chaburas were in Minchas Chinuch. He was very fond of the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch has a kasha here. What's the kasha? Tov Samach Dal Os Yud Tes. I'm glad I gave you the os because it's a long mitzvah. So he says, I don't understand something. We had, I think it was yesterday's parsha. I don't remember. Was Aaron Nidachas was in Shoftim, not in yesterday, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. I did Shnayim Mikra too, and I still forgot. So what does it say? Very interesting. The Rabban says, who judges Aaron Nidachas? Says a few lines later in the Mishnah. Who does Aaron Nidachas? 71. What is the process of Aaron Nidachas? And Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. First they go to Bate Dinim. They go to small Bate Dinim. And they look into the status of the city. These guys are up to no good, these guys. Then they bring them up to the Beis Nagadol. And then the Beis Nagadol clears the Mizir Nidachas, we kill them. What does that whole process show? The Gemar Din of Aaron Nidachas is what, the Mishnah says? 71. But what was the process of Kabbalah Seidus? Was not the same level of Beis Din. It was either a Beis Din of 3 or 23. That's on Kuf Yud Beis Din and Aleph in the Masechta. And our Masechta later on. So he says, you see Beferish that it's not the same din. You see, like Rav Sadia Gaon, the Kabbalah's Eidus is not the same number as what? as the Gemar Din. You see, for Aaron Nidachas, the Gemar Din is 71, and for Kabbalah's Eidus, all you had was 3. You see, Rav Sadia Gaon's right. It's against the Ramban. You hear the Kasha? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha on the Ramban. See, Rav Sadia Gaon is right, he says. From the din of Aaron Nidachas. Aaron Nidachas says, Beferish the Kabbalah say this was 3. Then it develops. It's a great kasha, no? How do you answer that kasha to defend the Ramban? Oh. So the way you answer that kasha is as follows. Let's get it. Says the Minchas Chinuch, ingenious answer. He says, the city was not declared in Aaron Nidachas. Till that point. It's all an investigation process. You know, they're investigating the process. L'havdol of those investigation Brady with the deflate, right? Deflate gate, right? L'havdol of those, the Torah says you have to engage in a process of investigation whether the city is up to no good. One sec, Avi. Then we get to the end of the process, 71, and they say, these guys are horrible. This city is an Aaron Nidachas. But until that time, we haven't called them an Aaron Nidachas. So don't ask me a kasha that what? Oh, you see that Aaron Nidachas has a Gemar Din of 71 and a Kabbalah's Eidus of 3. At that time, the Kabbalah's Eidus was an investigating process. We hadn't yet declared that it's Aaron Nidachas yet. You follow what I'm saying? Alright, it's an interesting answer, because you could say that about anything, you know what I mean?
So the fact is, there's still 71 that you're...
I understand, but you could say any couple of sages, I haven't declared them as being this guy a murderer yet, you know what I mean? How many Dayanim do you need for a murder? 23. Kabbalah status for a murder. I haven't declared him as a murderer yet. You know what I'm saying? It's different, though. This is what I want to bring out. Everyone knows the Din Torah is, we're doing a Din Torah whether this guy's a murderer or not. So we can label this Kabbalah status on a murder. This thing is just an investigation process in general. Is this city, it's a big deal to declare a city or Nidachas. So until we declare it, we don't call it Kabbalah status for a Nidachas. I was bothered by the answer because you could say that by every case, but it's a little different here. You follow what I'm saying?
Why is it a kasha in the Ramban in the first place?
Because the psak of a Gemara Din Amir Nidachas, how many? 71. What would the Kabbalah say this though? By a small basin of 3. You see that Kabbalah say this doesn't have to match the number of Gemara Din. Against the Ramban.
Who said it's 3? What if it's 23?
Same thing, it would be the same number. But the Pashup shot in the Gemara is that it's 3 anyway. You look in the Gemara Kufi Beis of an Aleph. But even if it was 23, it's not the same as 71. It's the same theory of Rashi going. Doesn't have to match. The Ramban said the Kabbalah Seder has to match the Gemara Din. That's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Ramban and Rashi going. Uri, you got me?
Yeah.
So that's the answer of the Chassidic wants to say. That it's not Uri and Dachas until the end of the process. It's a Chiddush. What'd you say? Yes. Absolutely, the Ramban's strong. Yeah, he's answering for the Ramban, Gabi. 23, 23, 20. Don't give me your special case. I'm saying that answer, I was thinking about it. Why can't you say that by everything? You know what I mean? Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
I think it's different that you can't say it by every case.
Go ahead.
They're looking, first of all, for like murders. I'll be Shnei Edom.
Yes.
You say, because the Edom have the power to go through with the murder, it's kind of like Raglan Ladavar already. Whereas Yer Nidacha, in the beginning process, is there a pasuk that people have to go out? Or is it just that Shivim Vechad gives the din?
Shivim Vechad Paskin Lamach. But there's a process, though, how it develops.
Yeah, so that's why it can be different. Because by murder, you have Sukkim that Edom fulfill it.
What do you mean Edom fulfill it? By murder, actually, the Gol Adam executes him.
But Al Pishnaim Edom Yuma.
Right.
So you don't have a similar thing like that for the...
For Eir Nidachas?
So when the Eidus comes out, that's already the beginning process of the murder.
I understand, but even by a murder, you need 23. It says Apishnaim only by the Eidim.
Yeah,
but the Psak is 23.
But the Eidim themselves come in and give the beginning, there's a pasuk for them to give the beginning process, whereas the Eir Nidachas doesn't really have that.
Okay, so you're saying everything's up for grabs, you're saying?
Yeah, it's
different. Okay, could be. All right, good. I want you to get this. But I hear you. One last nekud on this I want you to get. What is the makor that you need 71 for Eir Nidachas? It's a strange makor. What is the makor the Gemara has on Tetzayin? Okay? On Tetzayin and Abayz, the Gemara has a makor that you need 71. What is the makor? It's an interesting makor. Tetzayin and Abayz. You see it says, Enos and Eir Nidachas. It's the sixth wide line by the two dots, the block there. Enos and Eir Nidachas. Yaakov, why don't you read that? Tetzayin and Beis. You got it? The sixth wide line. Go ahead. Enos and Eir Nidachas. What do you say?
Enos and Eir Nidachas. Minahan Mili. Amar Rabkiya Bar Yosef. Amar Rabbi Oshiyan. Amar Krav El Tzesa Es Ha'ish Habu. O Es Ha'isha Ha'hi.
You take the man who did Avodah Zarah, or the woman, you take him out to be stoned. Go ahead, Ahu.
Ishvi Isha.
Go ahead, Isha. What is Isha? Who is he? Ishvi Isha.
Ishvi Isha Atam Motzi L'Sharecha.
Right, a man or a woman individual who did Avodah Zarah, you judge him in Beis Din 23. Viatam Motzi
Kola Yir Kula L'Sharecha.
But you don't take the whole city out there. The whole cities of Odazara, you do what? Not 23. What do you do? How many do you do? 71. Exactly. So it's like a makor of a deal. The makor is like a deal. You know what I mean? You take out individuals that do Odazara and take them to base in 23. But a whole city, you have to do something else. You do 71. So Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky says, obviously the pasuk is talking about Lamaisa what? The Gemara Din only you need for 71. The Gemara Din you only need for 71. It's a special din. Right? Special din, you don't need what? A Gemar din, you need 71. The process before Enu says you need 71. See, the makor of 71 is only by the Gemar din. So the Rabban will say, Shkoyach. What does the Rabban will say? Shkoyach. Kola Torah Kula by Dini Mfashos. You need what? 23 for Gemar. You need 23 Kabbalah says. Don't ask me a Kasha, Marian Dach. It's a special din. By Ernie Dach, you need 71 only for the Gemar din. But for the Kabbalah say it is, Allah Halamaisa, 3 or 23 would suffice. You follow me? It's similar to what you were saying a little bit, Pinchas. You follow me? The Xeris Akasha needs 71 for Gemar Din is only for Gemar Din. It's a special din that Gemar Din needs 71. For everything else before N3 would suffice, the Ramban would say. It's a special halacha by Yerni Dacha. It's kind of like what you were suggesting. Okay. That's the second mahalach, guys. Okay? So let's make sure we get that. Halacha lamais. Number three now. You read so nicely, Yaakov, right? What's the din? We kill the behemoth. Now, why on earth do we kill a behemoth? Why would we kill a behemoth? Seems not fair.
This is for the case of Nirba, right?
This is the case of Nirba and Shor HaMishkol as well, Uri. Anytime you kill the animal. Why on earth are you killing an animal? Most Yishonim say they have no Bechiris Chofshis. They have no Bechiris Chofshis. The Ramban asks this. Allah Torah. On the Pasuk in Parashas Perek Tes Pasuk Ches. Miyad Kolchai Edreshenu. Why on earth are you killing the animal? He has no Bechiris Chofshis. Does it get punished or get reward? What's the din? So the halacha is that it's Xeris HaMelech. It's Xeris HaKosef, says the Ramban. Don't ask me any kashas. He says, don't tell me you're killing the behemoth because you killed him. It's not true. It has no Bechir Shkopsh. So why don't you get this Ramban? Very powerful. It's Xeris HaMelech, Xeris HaKosef, and we kill any animal that kills a human being. Done. That's it. Don't tell me it's a punishment of Shkar, because animals do not have Bechir Shkopsh. Rov Rishonim say like the Ramban. And one sec, Pinchas. And therefore, it says in the pasuk you quoted, El Yaakov, in Shmos Perek Chafal Pasuk Chafkes, Sakol Yisakel Ashur V'lo Yechalas B'Saro. Another point, says the Ramban, I want you to know something. And we are not killing this animal to punish the owner either. We are not. We are not. Because the Gemara says above Akam and Mendalan and Beis, that even a shor of hefker that kills someone, we give him misa. There's no owner, so you shouldn't kill him. So obviously, when you kill the animal, you are not trying to punish the owner. And the same halacha applies by a ben noach. If a goy owns a behemoth and it kills someone, you also kill the animal. Halacha l'maisa. So you see, I want you to get these two nekudas. We are not killing the animal because the animal's being punished. He has no bechiras chofshis. We kill the animal, Germany, Xeris HaKosef, done. Xeris HaMelech of Hashem, that's it. Number two, and don't think we're punishing the owner by killing the animal. Because the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Shor of Hefker that kills someone, Gabi, we kill. Shor of Hefker, but there's no owner. Obviously, we're not doing it to punish the owner. You follow me? Same thing by the Ben Noach. The din is the same. Halakha l'maisa. Okay? So it's not you're punishing the owner. It has nothing to do with the owner. So those are the two nekudas. Number one, it's not a punishment to the animal, and it's not a punishment to the owner. It simply exerts a cost of it, and that's it, done. Okay? All right. Because I wanted to bring that out, because the truth of the matter is, I myself, before I knew this, I thought for many years it was both. I thought it was a punishment maybe for the animal, and maybe somewhat of a punishment for the owner. It's none of the above, says the Ramban. It's a chok, it's exerts a cost of it, and that's it, done. Animals don't have Bechiras Chofshis. And it's not a punishment for the human being because a hefker animal also is the same thing. Okay? It applies even to a Ben Noach lamais. Ben Noach, the animal. What'd you say? I'm sorry, Yona?
Is there like a Beis Din for the animal?
Yes. Yes. The Beis Din, there's all question whether you have to put the shore there. We assume the shore doesn't have to come forward. Okay? All right, good. Let's go to the next mahalik. That was number three, number four now. Novi Sheker. Let's go, guys. This Kiddush I have to tell you, I heard from our Rav Agoyin Rav Sarfati Shlita, the beautiful Chiddush, and I wanted to share it with you. What does it say? It says the Feirish, bless you. Yaakov, next line in the Mishnah. Okay? Thought it was a beautiful Chiddush, and I wanted to say it over. You got it, Yaakov? Let's go to where it says Novi Sheker. You got it? Ain Dunin, the next two dots there. Go ahead.
Ain Dunin, Lois Asheda, Lois Navi Asheker, Lois Cohen Gadol, Ella Alki Basin, Shalshivan.
Excellent. So you what, so you don't judge a Shevet, the Devotees, or a Navi Sheker, a Cohen Gadol, a Basin Shivan. Okay, let's stop there. Let's do this before Malach now. Go ahead. Rashi, Navi Sheker, Navi Hasheker. Do we have Navi Sheker, Hasheker? Yeah, we have Hashekar. Interesting. Never noticed that. You know, God forbid if someone dies, you know what the bruch is? You hear someone dies? Bruch dein ha-emes. A lot of people just say bruch dein emes. It's bruch dein ha-emes. So to hear, I just noticed Navi Hashekar in the Mishnah. I thought it was Navi Sheker. It's Navi Hashekar. You always can learn something new. I can't tell you how many times I've done this Mishnah. It doesn't make a difference. I just have done this Mishnah, I thought it was Navi Sheker. I just noticed that it's Navi Hashekar. So go ahead. What do you say?
Navi Hasheker Bechenek, the Gemara by Minaland by Shibin.
So Rav Sarfati Shlita asked me. He said to me, "Why does Rashi say Bechenek?" What's Rashi trying to say here? What's Rashi trying to say? Because there are Arba Mises Basin, Skila, Srefa, Herig, Bechenek. Why does Rashi have to tell you the punishment of the Navi Hasheker? So I gave you the Minchas Chinuch. In mitzvah tov kuf yud ches oz gimel. Gabi, what do you say?
I said chenek is the more machmir of the punishment, isn't it?
Skila is the worst. We pass in skila, then srefa, then herig, and then chenek. Chenek is the most lenient, actually. It's a machloikis tanoim, but it's a machloikis tanoim. But way we pass in, that's the way it works. And then memtes, it's machloikis chachamim and rebu rebishim. That's the way we pass in. So did anyone get a chance to look at this minchas chinuch? Okay. We paskin against that, Gabi. It's a machloikis, but we paskin skiv is the most chomer, chenek is the most lenient. But what does the minchas chinuch say here? Tough kuf yuchas o skimel. Anyone get a chance to see it? Sunday, everyone's rushed. I'm sure you didn't get it. He says an amazing thing. Listen to this. You have to have a little bit of background with it. I'll just say it over to you. You know, how do you determine whether the guy's a Navi Sheker? The Rambam has rules based on the Gemara later on in Daf Pei Tes. Gemara Nivomis Daf Sadi, for example. You know what Shechut Echutz is?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to make a carbonus and answer them avenue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're only doing it if it's a mikdash. How could Eliyahu Navi fight the Nevim and Har HaKarmel? He was make a carbonus. That was outside. Based on mikdash, no?
You're allowed to if it's...
It's a Harah Shah, one-time thing, correct? But how do you know he's telling the truth? Because Eliyahu Navi, everyone knew, was a tzaddik. It was Yadua. It has to be someone who's a Navi. And he only told him to do it when... For a temporary thing. So he's a Navi Emes, of course. The Rama, based on the Gemara, says there's one halacha that you know for sure the guy's a Navi Sheker, even if he tells you to do it temporarily. What's that? No, what's the one halacha that he tells you you can do, even in a temporary manner, you know the guy's a faker? Excellent, Ben. Avodah Zarah. If he tells you you can do Avodah Zarah for one day, forget about this guy. I don't care how you do it, he had a Misora. You know the guy's a shocker. Navi Sheker. Okay? Even if the guy would tell you to murder someone or steal for one day, you do it. The one Avera Bonazar, you know the guy's a Navi Sheker. So let me ask you. Take this scenario, the Minchas Chinuch says. Take this scenario I told you. A Navi comes by and he says, do a Bonazar for one day. You know slam dunk, the guy's a what? You know slam dunk, the guy's a Navi Sheker. But I ask you, Yosef, how many Dayanim do you need? On one hand, a Navi Sheker needs 71. On the other hand, a Mesis needs how many? 23. A Mesis. Mesis is a Jew that convinces other Jews to do a Avodah Zarah. That's a Gemara in Daf Ches, Amud Beis, Pinchas. Mesis. A Mesis Umadiach. Do you hear the Sophie de Minchas Chinuch? he's a Navi Sheker, so you give him 71. On the other hand, he's also a Mesa, so you give him 23.
Couldn't Navi Sheker just be a function of a more Hamor Mesis?
It's a little bit counterintuitive, Yona. The Navi Sheker, you need more Dayanim, and the Mesis, you need less. But the bottom line, that's the din. So that's exactly what Rabbi Sarfati wanted to suggest. Rashi's saying that normally a Navi Sheker gets what? Misaso Bechenek, this particular guy. But if he happens to be a Navi Sheker who's also a Mesis, you know how many he'll need? Only 23. No, he's going to get Chenek. He's going to get Skila. He's going to get Skila because he's a Mesis. You follow me? So Rashi says Navi Sheker Misaso Bechenek. Most Navi Shekers will get 71. But if he's a Navi Sheker that we caught him on Avodah Zarah, you follow me? Then, in that situation, this fellow will not have 71, he'll have 23, because it'll be dim like a Mesis. You want to say Rashi is going out of his way to say, a classical Navi Sheker, Misasa Bechenek means, and therefore he's 71. But if it's a Misasa is Beskila because he's a Mesis, then in that case he'll have 23.
So Mesis only, Mesis gets Skila.
Mesis gets Skila, and it's also 23.
So that's why Rashi...
Rashi's trying to say, when I say that a Navi Sheker gets 71, that's by a regular Navi Sheker. But if he gets integrated with a case, Pinchas of being a Mesis, then he'll get Skila and he gets 23. That's what Rashi's saying, Misaso Bechenek. A classical Navi Sheker is Misaso Bechenek. But if he starts telling us to do Avodah Zarah, then he's, I have him as a Mesis, so we'll get him as 23. So Rashi wants to bavorn that suffix. You know what bavorn means? He's portenting. You know, foreshadowing that suffix of the Minchas Skin. Okay?
What was that first one?
Portend. You know, future. Future.
Bavorn?
Bavorn is the Yiddish, yeah, foreshadow. Bavorn. Okay? Yes, Daniel, what do you say?
Why does the Mesis override the Navi Sheker?
It does override it because I guess first and foremost, besides for abusing the Nevuah, he's practically trying to infiltrate, get him to do Avodah Zarah. So that's why I said it's a little counterintuitive, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're giving him a less amount of Dayanim doesn't minimize its importance. It's like saying that, you know, it's like, you know, I think maybe you could look at it in the way we're like downplaying the fact he's a Navi. It's like any other Mesis, you know what I mean? Navi Sheker, you know, he tried to abuse Nevuah, but okay. So it's a big deal to declare someone a Navi Sheker needs 71. This guy telling us to do Avodah Zarah, this guy's a joker. So he's not even, we don't even give him the word of a Navi Sheker. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the way you got to view it. But it's a good point. Yes, Daniel, what do you say?
How else do you find out if a Navi Sheker is a Navi Sheker?
It's a whole process in the Sugya. I'll show you tomorrow morning in the Rambam, in the Seder. But there's a few doctrines, a whole Sugya, a Daf Pei Tes. There's certain rules. You have to be a Dua. You have to be a Masorah that you're a good guy. That's why we're able to listen to Eliyahu Novi.
Is there something worse he can do than tell people to do Avodah Zarah?
No, Avodah Zarah is the worst. That's why even temporarily we don't accept it. But let's say you have a guy who comes and never met the guy in his life and says, oh, it's mutter to eat ham. We don't listen to such a guy because he had no Masorah that he was a good guy. So you know he's a Novi Sheker. He says he had a dream last night. Not a dream, he said he had Nevuah that you're allowed to eat ham today. What's today, August 29th or August 30th? In 2015, you're allowed to eat ham. We say, you know, you're out of your mind. You know what I'm saying? He has to have a Masorah, like Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a lot of rules, but that's for our purposes. That's the.
So for all the other lesser things that he does, he gets 71, but for the biggest one, he gets 23.
Because like I was saying to Neil, he's like, you downplay his Anavi anymore. It's like he's a regular Mesis.
I assume that any case in front of the basin of 71 is a much more public spectacle, no? So when you want to... Like, show everyone that he's a...
Right, so in this scenario that if we would say this guy would have been sorry, just get 23 and that's it. You don't bring him to Beis HaGadol. Because he's like any other Mesis. It's like he doesn't even get that appellation of being called a Navi Sheker. He's like a nothing, you know what I mean? He's like any other Jew that tried to be Mesis of other Jews. That's what Yashki was. Yashki was a Mesis. Exactly what he was. Right, you know the sugi here in Mendala.
Yep.
You have to go more... I didn't bring... I did...
Yeah.
We're learning the Masechta. Take a look. It's an amazing thing. There's a censor here in the Gemara. In my Gemara, it is This Gemara doesn't have it right. No, but in a regular Gemara, do you guys have a regular Gemara? I have my regular Gemara in the car. Boy, oh boy, they changed old Tzusa Daf here. What'd you say?
It's here.
Our boy Myom. Oh. No, it says our boy Myom. No, it says Rashi, our boy Myom, and then it's not. Oh, there it is. Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. You see, mine doesn't even have it. You see that? It's unbelievable. Look at this. Do you have Mem Gimel Omer Aleph? Look, it says in the Rashi, the last three words, our boy Myom Kodem. Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. And it's not commenting on anything. Where's the Gemara? This whole bottom was censored out. It's a story of when the Beis Din executed Yashki. Thank you very much, Pinchas. The whole Gemara was censored out. If you look in the library, they have the whole there. They have the manuscript. It was censored out. Our boy Yom Kodim Chag, that's when the Beis Din executed. Okay, we don't try to publicize it, because we don't want to create anti-Semitism. But the Beis Din, he was a Mesis Matiach. Try to cause other Yidden to do Avodah Zarah. The Pharisee of Gemara. So everyone's put, what's Rashi saying? 40 days, Kodim. There's nothing in the Gemara for it. Because the whole plot was, that whole section was censored out. That's exactly what he was. He was a Mesis Matiach. Right? That's how the religion began, Christianity. Right? So he was a Yid. He was Mesis Matiach. So this guy, this Navi Sheker, tries to present himself like that. He doesn't get that appellation to him. It's like a Mesis Matiach. Okay? So that's the Chiddush. Okay. My Gemara, I bring it from the, I have it in the car. My old Gemara, it's like there's a whole space there. You know something was up there. It's not so evident from this. It's not even evident at all from this one. But you know that. So I'll bring it in tomorrow, bring that. Okay? All right, good. We got this chlor. So the Michas, so what does Rashi say by saying Yisasa Bechenek? He's trying to say in a classical Navi Sheker case, but in a case where you merge Mesis with that, you won't get Chenek. He gets skila, so you give him 23 and not what? 71. Okay? That's what Rashi's trying to bavorn. You got me, Yonah? Only when it's misasso chenik. But if it's going to be given skila, they don't need 71 to go back to 23. Yes, Ben, what do you say?
The Mitzvah Chinuch asks, what's the difference between a
Mesis and a Navi Sheker? No, he posits the suffix of how many Dayanim will you need in that scenario where he told you to do Avodah Zarah one day. He's not sure. So Harav Agoner of Sarfati Shlita wanted to say Rashi's answering that doubt. He's taking a stand on one of these two sefers. And he's saying that only when the Mises Chenek do you need 71. But if he's going to get 23 because he's a Mises, if he's going to get Skila because he's a Mises, all you need is 23. You got me? Okay. And that's what we're saying. And as Daniel was saying to me, it makes sense to me too. I'm like, what a Zara. I mean, come on. Guys, tell me what it's all. We're not going to treat him like a Navi Sheker. Treat him like any Mesis. You should get 23. Like Daniel said, why should you give him a Chashivas? You know what I mean? All right. And like I said, there are rules by it. The basic rule is he has a Mesorah like Shchuti Chutz by Eliyahu Navi, who is a known Tzaddik. So therefore, he said he could do Shchuti Chutz one day, fine. Eliyahu Baharakam was a Rasha. Okay, if Eliyahu would tell us to eat ham one day, we would listen because he has a Mesorah. There are certain rules you have to do, Mice, okay? But all those rules were fulfilled. I'll show you in the round. I'm discussing the Yisodei Torah. What's the rule of a Navi? Maybe one day we'll do it. One time we'll do it. There's so much in the Sechta. Okay, great. Let's go Viper now, guys. Next one. Next Mahalach. And I don't think we'll be able to finish it, so we'll because I want to start the Gemara tomorrow, so we'll finish it probably in the beginning of the year, but I'm going to give you a Mar Makoma so we begin the Gemara tomorrow, so we got to get going. Okay, but Chaz of the Mishnah, maybe we should take they were doing this challenge the first day, maybe we should, it's too hard this challenge, so okay, maybe I'll suggest, maybe we should try to know the Mishnah Baal Peh. That's too hard, no? Take me hours to know the Mishnah Baal Peh, okay. You don't have to know it word by word, but we should know it well. Make sure you go Chaz it well, real well. Mishnah Baal Peh, I remember there was a great go when I was in high school. The chief rabbi of Antwerp, Rav Kreisworth, he knew Shas Baal Peh. So he wanted us to know the Mishnah in Gittin, the first Mishnah in Gittin Baal Peh. So he came in, was able to memorize, but it was a much smaller Mishnah, first Mishnah in Gittin. Okay, so it's hard to memorize, but maybe we should just know it. I want you to know it. Okay. We don't need challenges either. We don't need challenges. Want another tiger? Okay. All right, let's go. Next line there, Yaakov, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, next line there. They motzin about Mechemes Rishus. Just read that line there.
Go ahead.
Excellent. We're not motzin le Mechama Rishus LLP Bezin Shishim Nechid. You need permission to go out and annex more lands. Go ahead, read Rashi, third long line.
No, the Mechemes Rishus called Mechama Kari Rishus.
Very nice. So every Mechama is called Rishus, besides for Mechamas Yoshua, which was the conqueror of Israel. Okay. So this Rashi is very problematic in light of a Rambam that I wanted you to see. In fact, the Rambam here in the Perush Mishnayis points out, and I have it here, that what about Mechemes Amalek? Is it Mechemes Amalek and Mechemes Mitzvah? Moreover, please get the Mara Mekaymus I gave you. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perakei Halacha Aleph, I'm going to read it to you. Rambam writes that there are three types of Mechemes Mitzvah. Eina Melech Milcham Tchila Mechemes Mitzvah. Ezu Mechemes Mitzvah, Zu Mechemes Shiva. Amamim, get it down. U Mechemes Amalek, the Ezu Shisom Mitzar Miryad Tzar Shabolim, a defensive battle. Varkach Milcham Mechemes Rishus. So the Rambam writes, there are three types of Mechemes Mitzvah. Mechemes Shiva Amim, Mechemes Amalek, and a self-defensive battle. What is Mechemes Rishus? Annexing more lands onto Israel, you need the permission to send an Agar. So, the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayis, says the same thing, that Mechemes Mitzvah, Hiya Mechemes Amalek, Shiva Amim, and Bilvad. In the Perush Mishnayis, he doesn't say self-defensive battle. Okay. Yes, Uri, you've been patient. Go ahead.
I don't think that's really a kasha on Rashi.
Well, we didn't ask the kasha on Rashi.
What the Gemara said, because the Milchamet Amalek and Milchamet and defensive battle would not be instated by the king. The king would not have anything to do with that because it would be like automatic. Meaning the king doesn't need to
okay,
say,
good. You're going in the right direction. Okay, you're going. You're saying good. You're going in the right direction. Okay, but let's go. Let's go slow. Okay. So you mentioned the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayis, who said Mechemes Mitzvah is a Mechemes Amalek and the Shiva Amim in the Yad HaChazaka. He adds on self defensive battle, and he defines Mechemes Rishus as being conquering more lands than Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi here on the Mishnah points out that every Mechama is called the Rishus, except with Mechama Yoshua. Comes along the Aruch Lanier I gave you. Yes? I think I gave you the Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier asks, no, I didn't, I'm sorry. You look it up for tomorrow. The Aruch Lanier here asks, what's going on here? Why did Rashi leave out Mechama Samolik? Okay? Why did he leave out Mechama Samolik? Now, the Sefer Yafa Talmud just points out, and I want you to get this, why do you need Rishus from the Beis HaGadol for Mechemes Rishus? What kind of Rishus do you get? The Rishus is, you're asking them to daven for us, that no soldier should die. Rashi says in Brachas, on Gimel and Aleph, Dibra Maskov and Nimlochen, that we ask Rishus from the Beis HaGadol that they should daven for us.
Who said this?
This is what Rashi says. The Sefer Yafa Talmud, very fine Sefer, points out from Rashi and Brachas, Gimel and Aleph, you're asking permission, basically, they should daven on our behalf. They should daven for us. The Mechemes Mitzvah, you don't need that, because why? The mitzvah itself will protect you. You understand? That's why Mechemes Rishus, you need a Rishus. You need to ask permission. The permission is that they should daven for us. So, Frek Darach Lanier, what on earth is going on here? Why'd you leave out Mechemes Amalek? Why'd you leave out Mechemes Amalek? So, the truth is, I gave you the Gemara in Sota. What does the Gemara say in the Sechah Sota? What's it doing in Sota? The end of Sota deals with Dinim of Egla Rufa, it deals with war, Meshuach Mechama, which Meshuach Mechama says who's exempt from war. And the truth of the matter is as follows. The Mishnah says in Sota, let me say it to you. On Daf Mem Dalan Beis, the end of the Mishnah, says everyone goes out to battle. The Medrash Mechemes Rishus, Av Mechemes Mitzvah, Kol Yotz and Afil Chosim in Cheder Vekalim Chupasu. Imagine that. chosen from his room where he got married, and the kala from her chuppah. Everyone goes out to battle. Men go to the front lines, women go to the back lines. Why do women go to the back lines? Because Gemara says in Nazar Daftan Tess, they can't wear a weapon, based on the pasuk in yesterday's parsha. It's a weapon, clay gever. They can't carry a weapon, so Hashem doesn't ask them to go to the front lines, right? But everyone goes out to battle. Mechamas mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Medvar, Mechamas mitzvah. Mechamas chova, hakol yotzen. Now, what's the difference between a chov and a mitzvah? So that's what the Gemara defines. It says as follows: the medvar mechamis reshus uchule. Am Rabbi Yechonon reshus derabanan zoi mitzvah derabuda. Mitzvah derabanan zoi chov derabuda. Am a rav mechamis Yoshua lichbosh diriako chova. Mechamis based off of the rafka diriako reshus. Ki pligi lamute of the kachovim the lolesi alayo defensive battle. Marakar le mitzvah marakar le reshus. So what's interesting is, number one, the Aruch Lanier asks on Rashi, where is a Mechel on the Samolik? Let's get it down. And we're strengthening because the Rambam calls it Mechemes Mitzvah. Now, I just read you the Gemara and Sota. What's missing from the Gemara and Sota? A Molik too. Why wasn't a Molik mentioned there? So it could be in respect to Mechemes Beis David. It could be the Yoshua and Amalek are to conquer and Marchiv the Gvul of Eretz Israel. So only Mechemes Yoshua is considered to be a Mechemes Chova. Okay? Now there's vis-a-vis Mechemes Beis David, right? Vis-a-vis Mechemes Beis David, it could very well be Mechemes Yoshua is a Chova Lamaisa. More than Mechemes Beis David. And more than a Molek. It's just difficult. What was Rashi's expression here? What did Rashi say? By us. He says, Levad, no? What does Levad mean? That the only Mechemes Mitzvah is Yoshua. Seems like only that and not a Molek. See, the Gemara in Sota, you could say, the reason why it left out a Molek is because regarding Mechemes Beis David, right? Which is more powerful if you compare, comparing the two wars of Amalek and Eretz Yisrael to Beis David? Which one is a Chova? Eretz Yisrael is a higher Madrega than Amalek. So in the Gemara and Sota was comparing Beis David on one hand to what? To Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael was a high, Yoshua was a higher Madrega than Amalek, perhaps. That's why Amalek was left out. But there's no doubt that Amalek is a mitzvah. That's a little difficult in Rashi, because why? Because Rashi said, Levad me what, Yoshua. So we're back to the Kasha. Why did Rashi leave out Amalek? You follow me? I'm just saying, if you look in Sota, it also left out Amalek. That's not a problem. In Sota, it left out Amalek. Why? Because in relationship, relating, right, the theory of relativity, right? Torah Mada, right? In relativeness to Yoshua, relative to the Mechamah of Yoshua, David HaMelech is the Mechamah's David to conquer the more land is on a lower level, Lamaisa. As opposed to Amalek is a little bit higher, but Lamaisa, the reason why it left out Amalek because of that. Because both of them were to be Marchiv Gvul Eretz Yisrael. Which both? Which of the three wars, which was the conquer in Yoshua was the conquer in Yisrael, and David HaMelech. But Yoshua is a Chov as opposed to David HaMelech. That doesn't mean that Amalek is not a Chov. Amalek is also a Chov, but it was a different thing. To eradicate the Nazis. You know what I mean? It's different. That's why Amalek didn't appear in Sota. But by Rashi, by us, why wasn't it there? So maybe he's trying, maybe you could, it's very difficult, Lamaisa. It says, Levad Mechemes Yoshua. What are you talking about? Amalek's also a mitzvah. That's the Aruch HaNir's Kash. We got it? So what's the, I'm just saying, the Gemara and Sota also didn't bring up Amalek, but that's not a problem. Because the Gemara there was trying to compare, the wars that conquer Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua was a Chova, David HaMelech was not. Amalek didn't come up there because it wasn't its goal not to be Marchiv Eretz Yisrael. That was the topic over there. But there's no denial that Mechemes Amalek is a mitzvah, so don't ask me from the Gemara and Sota. Ask me on Rashi. So we have that kasha. So what is the Aruch Lanier's answer? Says an interesting answer. He says that, of course, according to Rashi, Amalek is a war, Mechemes Mitzvah. But it exists all the time. It exists all the time.
This is
the Aruch Lanier's answer. And since it exists all the time in the history of the world, therefore, we never need a scum of a Beis Din. Now you'll ask me, you'll say to me, how can the Mechamas HaMalek apply these Manaseh? Please get this down. Here we'll say like the Rav Zatzal, that there's Svei Dinim and HaMalek. There's a genetic HaMalek, which we don't have nowadays, but then there's an ideological HaMalek that we have nowadays. That's what the Rav was in the last footnote in Kol Dodi Dofek. We have an ideological HaMalek. You know the Gamachi of Saddam Hussein is a HaMalek. The Nazis are a HaMalek. They're ideological. They're not genetic. And tomorrow we'll discuss the linear differences between them, the beginning of Shir, between the genetic and ideological. But the answer that we want to give is that it exists all the time. Now another answer might be, and I want you to get this, please get that I'm adding on from the Rav, that's why I do this all the time. Another answer might be that Sancheriv mixed up all the Umos, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Esuri Bia, Perek Yudbeis Halacha Chafei, and it's not Shayach Melchamas HaMalek. Why is it not Shayach Melchamas HaMalek? Because we don't know who HaMalek is. So therefore it doesn't exist. That's why the Rambam left it, that's why Rashi left it out. It might be a theoretical mitzvah, but we don't have it. So that's a different answer. First answer is that it exists all the time. And then we added the skittish of genetic ideological. Second answer is that they don't exist. That's why Rashi didn't bring it up.
But Yoshua's battle doesn't exist anymore. So Rashi shouldn't
have... It does, Uri, because Yoshua is symbolic of conquering Eretz Yisrael. And that always exists.
So does Amalek. Meaning when...
Not unless you say our shot.
I mean, when we figure out who Amalek is, we're going to have to fight them again. So when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to...
Okay, but until that time is... my answer is... The first answer solves that. There's two dinim Amalek. This answer doesn't. Might apply this mind of Mashiach. And I want you to get that down. Last note. The Smag, I think, says the whole mitzvah of Mashiach Samalek is only when the Mashiach comes. Only. We had it yesterday's Parsha. I forgot to announce it correctly. The Chassam Sofer. On an Ibrior, on a leap year, Parshas Ki Teitzeh you're supposed to have in mind the Zohar, because you're supposed to remember it every 12 months. We won't get to 13 months. So you're supposed to remember every 12 months. So I announced you should have in mind, but I announced you should have it in mind. I didn't say the reason. Okay.
This year's we have two others?
This is an Ibrior. No, this past year was an Ibrior, wasn't it?
2 years ago.
I mean, this coming year is an Ibrior? This coming year, that's why you got to announce it. That's what I want to say. So, it says, only he takes it literally. After you destroy all your enemies, the only guys are left are Amalek, Bismar Mashiach, then there's a mitzvah to kill him. That's a chiddush nifl against all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim say against the Smag, the mitzvah of Chizamak applies nowadays. Okay, we'll continue this smile tomorrow. Then we got to start the Gemara, guys. We got to get going. Everyone have a wonderful day. Wait, I think it's way too early for me. No?